Welcome to the Workforce Management Podcast, delivered to you by Shopwerks Workforce Solutions. The podcast that explores everything you need to know about workforce management, the technologies involved, strategies and processes, the trends and the solutions.
Hi everyone, my name is Lee Bowden and I am the CRO and co-founder of the WorkTech Group. Welcome to the Workforce Management Podcast. My guest today is Jake Bates, our workforce management and AI consultant. In this episode, we will discuss why you need to do a workforce management software pilot, what is the main reason to do it, and what happens if the pilot is unsuccessful, and everything you need to know on the subject. So, welcome, Jake.
Hi, Lee.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. I want to start with a pretty important opening question. What is a workforce management software pilot? And what is the actual main reason you'd actually do a pilot?
I think the best way to summarise, it's almost a full dress rehearsal. When we're looking at kind of pilots and deciding whether a workforce management is a good fit, it's about essentially giving us the kind of the thumbs up to the business case and the KPIs and the measurability of that.
Okay. You know, when I'm sort of looking around other sort of providers and different software packages, there seems to be a difference between what is actually a free trial and what's a pilot.
Yeah, you'll find there are free trials out there and they're almost these freemium models where I can go into and access a small part of functionality off the shelf, gives you an idea of kind of using different pieces of the software. What it won't give you is it won't give you the full configuration and the full kind of end rollout outcome, what a kind of a paid pilot gives you. It's almost when we're talking about building a business case, before you invest up to X amount of money, we want to make sure it's the right fit. So that configuration and understanding whether we're a good fit for them is a kind of a key part of that.
Okay, interesting. And so so let's say we go down the paid pilot road. What are the stages of that? And explain to me why it's chargeable.
So a typical kind of discovery phase, pilot phase starts with about 30 days, us doing some kind of digging. And then we want to run it between kind of 30 to 60, 90 days for the actual pilot. People don't really want to kind of invest time without kind of getting that full representation and the impact that it will have, particularly kind of when it comes to building that business case. So a good pilot, as I said, is all around that configuration and that kind of building that into the kind of the key measurable kind of KPIs of that.
Okay, listen, I'm sure you and your implementation team are fantastic, but you know, the listeners want to hear about, you know, the question, the big question: what happens if a pilot is unsuccessful?
I think in short terms, it allows them the opportunity to terminate and back out. And I think what that gives people is I'm not jumping straight into the deep end. It almost allows them to have that visibility, and if it doesn't work, then they can part different ways.
So therefore I'm kind of reducing the risk, I suppose, to kind of the big bang launch of a new software product. So why do I need to reduce the bang? Why do I need to reduce the risk when I'm implementing workforce management?
I think a lot of it is to test the savings, test the ROI. Most workforce management providers are going to say they're going to save you X. The natural question to come back to that is, okay, prove it. And they want to see that. Another kind of factor is around kind of culturally as well, deciding whether the kind of the workforce management provider is culturally a good fit, and around that kind of change management and kind of more of those kind of project management pieces, you can assess that. But also measuring the KPIs, testing all the objectives. You get to see what the vendor's like in action, collect feedback from the end users as well. And then in turn, it creates a successful, more chance of a successful project.
Yeah, I think you've hit some really good points there. Certainly, you know, actually witnessing the return on investments, you know, that's pretty good, and sort of testing those objectives. But you're right, I think, enabling trust and getting that maximum staff engagement is kind of really important. Okay, mate, listen, well, thanks, Jake. This has been great. Thank you for listening to the Workforce Management Podcast. And if you want to know more about the subject, again, the full article on our website, theshopwerks.com.